아니, 근데 왜 막내 누구나 배고파? 아우, 이게 비친단 오 오츠보이 뭔? 미고 위위 두고 내고 지 아버지 투예고 오게 된 왜 왜는 안? 이 배마드시안, 이마 인다이액, 이마 인데 노키액, 배바카는 거지. This is Nabek, and I'm here to talk about the Ojibwe language, and to help. My aim is to help folks get a little bit more language in their everyday lives and at their homes and where they work and everything. So let's get started. Miigwech aapchi bisintoye kaho. Nungo migo niwi kanutan niish kiduunan. Iga aapchi tumen dash niish kiduunan. So today I want to talk about two words that we're going to use. And those are anweishin. Anweishin. And a lot of people have heard the term anweibi. And when you anweibi, you're sitting somewhere resting. But when you anweishin, you are laying down resting. So that's a pretty common practice for a lot of us. Anweishin. And the other word that I want to talk about, or the other action word that I want to use in our examples today, is anwakoshin. Anwakoshin. And when someone is anwakoshin, they are locked out of something. Okay, like you're locked out of the house or locked out of the car. It's an unfortunate thing, but it happens when you're an airhead like me and you lock the car or you lock yourself out, whatever. So those are the two words that we're going to use. Anweishin, anwakoshin. And if you notice, both of them end in the sound shin. And the most notable part that I want you to pay attention to is there's an N sound at the end. Anwakoshin, anweishin, anwakoshin, anweishin. So that's going to make a difference in what we're talking about. And I'm going to continue talking about the idea of he must be or she must be whatever happening. So if we're talking about a phrase like she must be laying down resting, one way we could say it would be anweishinoduk, anweishinoduk. Now remember, when we have the duk kind of sound, we're talking about something that we're not sure of. He or she must be doing this. We don't know for sure, but we know that they're in the other room laying down, so they must be resting. Anweishinoduk, talking about one person. Now remember, in Ojibwemoin, we don't have a male or female designation in most of the things that we say. So it can mean either one, depending on who's being talked about. Anweishinoduk. So, and we can also heighten the understanding of, geez, I don't know. You could say, magaja anwakoshinoduk. Maybe she is perhaps lying down resting. Anwakoshinoduk. But the further, the point of what I want to talk about is when the form of when they're not. She must not be. So we could create a phrase like maybe she didn't lay down and rest. And we could use this anweishin and the duk to work together to make it not. So anytime we're saying something's not, I shouldn't say anytime, but many times, the sentence would start with gawin. So it would sound something similar to gawin gi anweishin zi duk. Gawin gi anweishin si tuk. So when you listen to it, it starts with gawin. And those of you that have listened to other presentations of mine, there's two things that have to happen when we're negating something or we're making something not happen. Gawin usually appears, not all the time, but the most important thing is there's some sort of si or zi connected to the action word. And the action word in this case is anweishin. And you listen again. Gawin gi anweishin si tuk. So the Z sound, after a N, it becomes kind of a Z type sound, not so much C with an S. gawin gi anweishin si duk. So it's kind of a Z, it's kind of a S at the same time. And the duk is making it perhaps it didn't happen. And the didn't is taken care of by the Z and the gawin at the front. Gawin gi anweishin si duk. He or she must not have laid down and rested. And but we're not sure, right? We're making a guess. So when we listen to the phrase again, we hear gi at the front of the action word anweishin. Gi anweishin si duk. That gi makes it something that already happened. So tenses often attach to the front of the action word. There are things, there are times when there's things in between those, and we'll talk about those sometime in the future. But for today, keeping it real basic, gawin gi anweishin si duk. Gawin gi anweishin si duk. So the gi makes it past. Anweishin is the action to lay down and rest. The z works with the gawin to make it not happen. And the duk at the end makes it must not have. Or he or she must not have whatever, done whatever action. Okay, so, and this kind of template is going to work with a lot of action words that end with shin. And there are a lot of them. Another possible example could be dago shin. And dago shin means somebody is arriving somewhere. He or she is arriving somewhere. Okay, so we can say she must not have arrived. Okay, and we can make it more realistic. She must not have arrived yet. She must not have got there yet. And here's one way it could be said. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. Now, all of the same elements are present here. All we did was switch the action word. Gawin and si are bracketing the action word. Listen again. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. Okay, so there's your gawin and your z. We have the gi at the front of the action word to make it past. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. And we also have the dug at the end to make she must not have. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. This is one way in probably 100 that it can be said. So you can plop almost any word that ends with a shin sound, almost any word that makes sense. And this template will work. This is for past tense, he or she is doing or must not have whatever. Gawin gi dago shin si duk. And we can add more. She must not have got there yet. She must not have arrived yet. Gawin mashi gi dago shin si duk. The mashi after the gawin makes it as of yet, mashi, mashi, gawin mashi, not yet. Gawin mashi, gi dago shin si duk. So when somebody says that, she must not have arrived yet. Oh, mi ituk. Oh, yeah, it must be. Mi ituk. It must be. Okay, so that's one way if you hear somebody say this, you know, it's one way to kind of reply. So we have gawin gi anweishin si duk. He must not have laid down and rested, because you can tell this little guy is crabby. He's not, you know, he didn't have his nap or whatever. Gawin gi anweishin si duk. Or gawin mashi gi anweishin si duk. He didn't lay down and rest yet, or he hasn't had his nap yet. Gawin mashi gi dagoshin si duk. She must not have arrived yet. As of yet, mashi, right? So as you, you know, you can go onto the online dictionary, the People's Dictionary, I think they call it, and look up all kinds of words that end with shin, or talk with people that you're learning with and from, what kind of action words are that end with shin. Now, be careful, because it isn't, these are in root form, or the action word is by itself, he or she is doing whatever. Because there's another phrase, like you could say, we do kawishin. The ishin, that's something different. When you're saying we do kawishin, you're saying help me. So that's a different shin. So I hope I didn't just confuse you guys. Mio o bangi wa ta shindaman. No go ma pegish gibi du kago yego o ga ta shindaman. Na be kwawa el. Mi gwencha apachibis in dawi yek. Awe o chapoe muk. Ah, mia.